It's the award-winning Midwest Race Report with Dan the Voice Diker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460, brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, by FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul, by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, and by TACU, Tacoma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
Hi again, race fans. Welcome in. It's Saturday, and it's all about racing. This is the Midwest Race Report here on Bog Country 101.3 AM 1460. I am your congenial host, the voice, Dan Diker. Joining me is Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, on a Saturday in which this is like a huge traveling weekend because there are so many racetracks besides La Crosse that are running races this weekend.
Oh, yeah. You got a couple of specials going on around the area. We'll talk about them a little later in the show. You still got some tracks that are because of the extension of the NASCAR season. So got some tracks running their weekly races all the way up to Oktoberfest. So there's a plethora of races to hit tonight anywhere here in the Midwest.
Soon as we get done with the show today, me and my buddy Jason Benrood, we're going to head to Jefferson. A lot of lacrosse guys are going to be racing there. A lot of lacrosse fans are going to be there tonight. I've never been to Jefferson before, so it's going to be a bucket list track to sit back and actually watch. And then tomorrow, I found out late this week that I'm going to be going to Kokana and going to WIR to do the Midwest Dash. Are you going to be at either of those races this weekend?
I've already planned to go Kokana.
Oh, we may have to drive together, Paul.
Oh, dear goodness.
Yep, I think we're going to drive together. I have this new thing when I drive with Paul, is I become his father.
You know what I've discovered?
And we're not going to tell any more stories about how
not.
I become
we're,
his father.
No,
what I've discovered with you two traveling over the years is that you embarrass him any chance you get until you guys sit down to eat a burger, and then you whimper away.
Yeah, he got me a couple years ago downtown in Bangor.
Yeah.
Then next weekend, this is going to be interesting because next Friday night, I'll be announcing at Dells Raceway Park, part of their September showdown.
Yep.
Saturday, I come back and do the Tacoma Enduro. Saturday night, I'm going back down to the Dells on the mic. And then Sunday, I'm going back down the Dells on the mic. So four races in 3 days next weekend for me. Following weekend, I'm going to Rockford to finally announce, and then Oktoberfest. So then I go into hibernation the entire month of November, except for my birthday, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Which I'm not going to tell you when that is.
Oh, I know.
We already know when it is.
Yeah, we do.
There's photo evidence we know when this
big breaking news this week.
What is your big breaking news? I know you've been harboring this.
We've got a lot of breaking news going on right here. First off, you know, Terry Furkas, the guy that owns the Black Knight, you were so giddy when we were at the Dick Trickle Memorial last year. And Bill says, I have been wanting to see that for so long. And Bill got to meet Johnny Begeman, and here comes the Black Knight. Now the rebuild has been happening with the new Dairyland Vintage Series. I'm going to show you a picture of the White Knight. Remember Dick Trickle's Super America car with the orange along the rockers?
Oh,
Remember that car?
Oh, I saw that the other day.
They are rebuilding that car, and it was just announced. And I was supposed to break this news on social media on Monday night, but I didn't get a chance to, so they actually broke it, and then they called me, that Rich Bickle will be wheeling that car when it's done at Fest this year in the Dairyland Vintage Series. And, of course, that was one of Dick's
talk about somebody
right
being
there.
Giddy. I bet you Bickle is just thrilled.
That is going to be, and when Terry Furkas released it on Facebook, he said it was almost like Christmas.
Yeah, well, it's, and you look at the way that car is being built, and these days people are doing a really good job of making these classic cars from the 70s and 80s all look like just right down to the last decal. And you know they're taking a lot of effort to make that one look just like the White Knight did.
You can find out the progress on the rebuild of that car and more on Rich Bickle driving that car on Sunday at Oktoberfest. On Facebook, it's the Dairyland Vintage Series Racing for a Cause, and they've got a lot of great stuff. Matter of fact, I think they just posted their new rules out there. Wouldn't that be something else if Rich Bickle won an Oktoberfest vintage feature in that car.
You know, it'd be amazing.
He could retire. He's retiring after next year. He can do it now.
It would be amazing to see him in that car going head to head with Todd Corish and the Silver Bullet. Two Dick
Well, then
he
may
cars.
As well just bring out Tom Reffner and let him do it again like he did a couple of years ago.
Yep. So that would be an amazing one. So I'm looking forward to that. You know, Vintage Sunday is always, you know.
Two different series this year.
For me, it's always so cool because, you know, I'm looking out on that racetrack and seeing cars I watched as I was growing up as a kid. And it's a giddy moment for me, you know, especially when they come to Victory Lane. I get to interview them. So that it's always so cool to watch.
Also some, and again, it's OktoberfestRaceWeekend.com. All the stories and all the schedules, everything has been released on there. A couple of big news stories, Paul Riker, when it comes to the Tundra Super Late Models. They, of course, have had a shortened season, had a rainout, and they've kind of stacked some races up here. The first one, again, is going to be, and it's been a while since this has happened, that fall racing at Wisconsin International Raceway on a Sunday, and the Tundra Super Late Models will be there along with the Midwest Dash Series.
Yes, of course, this was supposed to be originally the opener, and then it became the championship, but now with the Golden Sand situation, it's now round five, but it's still going to be a good show. They always
I'm glad he has it figured out. He lost me right away.
Yeah. Dennis Prunty has won two straight series events at WIR, and this field here, this is probably one of the biggest ones they've had this year. Two-time champ Casey Johnson, the ultra-fast Casey, he's going to be there. And then Bobby Kendall, who took the 2020 championship in WIR, he's going to be there. Talk about defending your home track.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Bobby, I've seen Bobby Kendall win on his home track, fending on a 100-lapper on a Labor Day weekend 1 year. I mean, fending off some of the best in the Midwest and the old Wisconsin Challenge Series, I believe it was.
And so, he also has a couple of Red, White, and Blue Series championships under his belt. Mm-hmm.
So he's got the pedigree to win.
Oh, yeah.
Dalton Zier will be there. They're expecting 44 cars, by the way.
Whoa.
Dalton Zier, Mike Litchfield. Dalton Zier has the point lead. He with teammate John Beal. Mike Litchfield is second. He will be there. Justin Mondyke is third in points. He will be there. Excuse me. How about adding the names of Jake Zellmer, Colin Reffner, Jordan Thiel, Brooke Heinrich, Coney Hubred. That's a good rookie battle that's taking place there, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Lowell Bennett.
Oh,
Lightning
wow.
Lowell.
Lightning
when's,
Lowell and when's Jeff the last Van time Odenhoven.
When's the last time Lowell's ventured outside of Slinger or WIR?
Oh.
He's Brazen Bennett's going to be there.
Brazen, yep.
Let's see. Andy Monday, Jeff Holmgren, Taylor Vandermoss, and Randy Schuler, amongst others, are going to be at Kokona tomorrow.
That is a loaded field right
yes,
there.
And then add for the Norway Speedway regulars Dan Lindsley and Jason Wells. That is going to be one of the most loaded fields I think we have. We've seen this year with the Tundra Super Late Models.
That's going to be amazing to watch. Paul, you're in for a treat, man.
Yeah, that's going to be a good show. I mean, you got even Brad Keith coming from
Slinger. Brad Keith's coming.
Yep, I think he's been running a little at Kokona this year.
So this will be the second time this year that I get to join Matt Pannier on the microphone again. I'll be up there doing the Midwest Dash Series. Matt's going to be doing the Tundra Series. Qualifying at 12:30, racing at 2 o'clock. Now, the Tundra's also a very interesting move here. They and Golden Sands have moved a pair of dates to make a two-day event going on Friday night, October 2nd, and the Golden Harvest is Saturday, October 3rd, and you know a little bit more about these movements.
Yes. Originally, they ran Tundra on Labor Day, got everything but the Tundra feature in before the rain hit. Originally, they were going to do it last night, but then it was going to be kind of tough with Kokona's final Kokona round on Sunday. So they talked about it again a little more, and the next week they came out with the two-day announcement here. Run Tundra on Friday night and then do the Harvest race on Saturday afternoon.
So again, the Friday, October 2nd show, a makeup from September 7th, and again, rain checks from that will be honored at that event because that was a Monday show. Tundra will complete the 75-lap feature and crown its 2020 champion as the headliner for Friday night show. Also coming back will be the quarter-mile late models and then the Wisconsin Sport Trucks. And they are still trying to add a fourth division, which could be kind of interesting.
Yep. The trucks were supposed to run Tundra, but They were running the night before the finale up at Norway, Michigan. They saw that got rain pushed back to Monday, so they got decided to be up there instead. But they'll be better at Golden Sands there.
The Saturday show will feature a full program for the Golden Sands Harvest with a large payoff and lap money to be offered to the Super Late Models. More details are going to be released on the Golden Sands Speedway website. And I'm going to check here real quick. I don't think they have anything else but what we know right there. So, a lot of big news going on. Check out the Midwest Race Report Facebook page as well. Big show coming up today. Matt Moore, six-cylinder phenom. Dan Fry, a junior, now six-cylinder phenom. Sportsman champ Bill Schott, rookie of the year, two different tracks, and a whole lot more. Coming your way next on the Midwest Race Report.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Well, you've done it again. Hi, Jerry here. You've ordered us the number one barbecue and caterer for the fifth year in a row. This year you added ribs. Now, if you haven't tried our barbecue, let me personally invite you to try the best ribs, pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and so much more. Visit us on Highway 16 West Salem. Dine in or outside at one of our picnic tables. Drive-through and carry-out is always available. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Hi, this is Amanda, your mortgage loan officer here at Toma Erie Credit Union, telling you to make your home work for you. Use your home's equity to jumpstart your home improvement projects this summer. Apply today at TACU for a 12-month introductory rate of 1.99% annual percentage rate with no closing costs or fees. After 12 months, rates as low as 3.99% APR. Call 608-372-4736 for details about credit costs and terms. TACU is an equal housing opportunity lender.
Making a difference.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. Midwest Race Report on a Saturday that's going to be kind of interesting because I'm actually going on the road to a racetrack I've never been to before. I'm going to Jefferson Speedway today, Paul Reichert.
I've been there a couple times.
Hey, make sure you say hi to Randall J.
Randall J., I'm going to be saying hi to him. And then tomorrow, it looks as though I may be going to WIR and announcing the Midwest Dash with the Tundra Series.
That'll be fun. You'll enjoy it.
I'll see you there.
Yeah.
And then next weekend, holy cow, I announced the Dells Friday night, Toma Saturday for the Enduro, the Dells Saturday night, and the Dells Sunday for the rescheduled Icebreaker.
Well, it is that time of the year, special season all over the place.
And then the weekend after, I'm in Rockford, and we have Oktoberfest. So yeah. I'm going to be dead by November. That or I'm getting a throat transplant. One of our first two guests in the program today, when you talk six-shooter racing in the state of Wisconsin, and I know a lot of drivers will attest to this because they did it themselves this year, there are two names that normally pop up. One is Dan Fry, which we're going to be talking to here in a couple of minutes. And the other name over the past couple of years is Matt Moore. And Matt, the Moore for Less Auto Sales number 90, the first to join us on the program. Matt, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Matt brought treats. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's my wife. It's a good thing my wife doesn't know that stuff's here. She'd be beating on the door.
Matt brought does this even us up? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I'm not quite sure.
We're going to divvy up the Fireball here. Of course, they were sponsored by Fireball Lanes in and Bar and Grill in Kendall. We kind of made a big thing out of that this year that every time one of those two would win a feature, you get your first shot in the house. Well, 13 features later, I don't think they're going to sponsor them anymore.
Yeah, between the two of them and one guest driver, they almost put Fireball Lanes out of business.
You know, it's funny. We mentioned this on the TV show because both Dan and Matt are on the TV show this week, so you'll see that today and then again tomorrow. Is we had mentioned that Bobby Frisch hopped into Matt's car and won a feature out of that. That was his first quick time in 7 years.
Yeah, I seen that he posted that, so he was pretty pumped about that.
That's kind of cool when you get a guy like Bobby Frisch to hop into a race car.
Yeah, Bobby is actually my cousin.
I didn't know that.
He does all the vinyl work. He did the vinyl on the 90 machine this year.
And half of the cars at the La Crosse Speedway and the Thomas Sparta Speedway.
What prompted this? Was he just sitting there and sitting around and you went, hey, do you want to drive it? Or
he just talked to me and said he'd never raced at Toma before, and I was running a limited schedule. So I told him when he was letting in the car that we'd get him in it sometime before the year was over, and he took me up on my offer.
Not bad running a limited schedule when you take third at Tomah Sparta Speedway and you take home the 600 championship at lacrosse.
Yeah, I guess it was a pretty good year.
Talk about, first off, Tomah Sparta Speedway, your teammate Dan Fry ends up winning the championship there. It's a different track to tangle with when you look at a six-shooter there compared to the lacrosse speedway, because the car counts were darn near similar.
Right. Yeah, the tracks are definitely different. You know, lacrosse is a quarter mile, so it seems like you're always turning, and Tomah has straightaways, so you definitely got to change your mindset depending on what track you're racing at.
Now, the other big difference between them two is the hairpin corners at Tomah versus the wide sweeping corners at lacrosse. Kind of almost like Tomah, it's almost like driving with an egg on there going towards them corners.
Yeah, and Tomah's definitely harder on tires than lacrosse is as well, so this coming up enduro should be interesting, because I don't know if you're going to keep tires on a car there for 200 laps.
Of course, the enduro at Tomah coming up on Saturday, September 26th. That's right. That's going to be a 2 o'clock enduro. First off, congratulations. Getting a championship anywhere is tough to do, but for you to do it at lacrosse with an average 20 to 30 cars on any given night in any given feature when you've got a bullseye on your back, man, you were doing this from the back row. You were doing this from the middle. I don't think you started on the pole too much this year, but that says a lot about you as a driver and your car.
Yeah, you just always got to be on your toes and pay attention to what's going on around you, and you just got to be consistent. I mean, I look at the point standings, and I'm the only car at lacrosse that's finished top five in the feature every night.
I brought this up on the TV show, and I think it bears mentioning on the radio show. How does it feel to know that, you know, drivers come from like Jefferson, Madison, the Dells, they want to race against Matt Moore because they know he's the standard of six-cylinder racing in western Wisconsin? That's got to make you feel good.
Yeah, it makes me feel pretty proud, and I know we put together a good car, and, you know, Dan helped me as a teammate. That's helped us go a long ways, and I guess it's an honor to have that happening.
Paul?
And let's not forget about Matt a couple of years ago winning two track championships at Tomah and the six cylinders and Chaos, and winning the minivans and the six street stocks at lacrosse, and that seemed like you were doing a lot of work there.
Well, I missed the minivan championship by one point, okay, so I won't take credit for that. Yep. But
Stanfield got
it. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Did you have to build an addition to the house for all the hardware?
No, I actually I keep all the cool trophies and the ones that are different, but usually after I win a trophy, the first kid down to my pits leaves really happy.
Nice. And I'd see those on social media that following day, and he's made a lot of kids happy this year. Matt Moore, champion of lacrosse this year. Let's flip over to Tomah Sparta Speedway. A lot of drivers don't, if they like lacrosse, they stay at lacrosse. The Tomah guys like to stay at Tomah. Every now and then we would have a mixture of the both coming out. The competition at Tomah is, again, one of those where on any given night you can win races, but you can't do what you did in lacrosse. One night, Matt Moore, coming to the front straightaway, catches the lead by going right down the middle in turn one, which that's the hardest thing to do. It just amazed me as an announcer and as a race fan, he goes on to win the race. You normally can't do that at Tomah.
Well, at Tomah, you couldn't do it at the beginning of the year. Towards the end of the year, they opened up where they allowed it. And
it darn near took two of them doing the same thing there.
Yeah, I think it makes the racing better, because it helps the new guys. It kind of helps them learn how to stay in their lane, because if they're getting passed, then they're going to pay attention. But, you know, when you can't go three wide and nothing happens to you, there's no reason not to blow it in the corner and drift up.
The Jake Schaumers rule.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to love you for that name drop.
Minivans, you kind of did part-time this year, but I know when you and Stanfield went head-to-head and that thing came down to a point, I know you had a blast that year as well.
Yeah, that was probably the funnest race that I ever lost, to be honest with you.
And it was clean. It was a clean race all the way. They were almost side. Remember that? They were almost side by side the entire time.
Yep. The minivan, you obviously did not have a great finish to the season, but still, that thing's fast. It can win any time out.
Yeah, I had a good minivan this year, and unfortunately, about every time I brought it out, it ended up leaving on the wrecker. So that wasn't a good year. But going back to that race with Stansfield, that was impressive, because we both actually had the same kind of van, so it's not like one of us had the edge over the other one. It was the same car versus the same – or same van versus same van.
I can remember announcing that whole race. It was like I was on a broken record, because Again, they were door to door. I think you guys maybe switched lanes once or twice, but they never touched. But it was like this the whole time. I mean, side by side.
You know, we only got a couple minutes left here. Talk about what your plans are for next year. Obviously, you can't run six cylinders at lacrosse due to the champions rule. But what sort of plans do you have for next year?
Probably plan on doing a little traveling, see what other tracks have six cylinders, and hopefully be able to hit the specials at Toma, the Kim Parsons Tour, and the Tim Meyer Memorial Race, and see where that leads.
And then you're going to be running the Enduro here in a couple of weeks. First Enduro Toma's had in, I guess, 15 years, I think it is?
Yeah, it should be interesting. I'm actually running the old car from lacrosse, so hopefully she's got 200 more laps in her.
Paul said he'd be your score with one eye closed.
And about a minute or so here, let's talk about the sponsors supporting you here in 2020, Matt. And we know one of them, of course.
Right. All right. We got Fireball Lanes, Bar and Grill, and Kendall. You have to go there and have one of their burgers. They are amazing. And then there's Shaw's Auto Salvage out in Warrens, More for Less Auto Sales, and Valvoline Express Care in Toma and La Crosse.
You know, Paul, we were mentioning that Bill and I are going to go to Fireball Lanes here and try that burger soon enough. You notice we didn't include Paul.
No.
No, because I put you down.
I don't want to see that look in his face again.
Just like I did at OT.
Yeah, he killed me at Bangor here a couple years ago. Matt Moore, another successful season, six-cylinder champ of the Lacrosse Speedway, third in points at Toma, 11th in the minivans. His teammate is coming up next. That's the number 18 of Dan Fry. Keep it right here. Midwest Race Report on Bond Country, 101.3 AM 1460.
Mark your calendars for three exciting days of racing at Dells Raceway Park. It's the September Showdown, September 25th through the 27th. On Friday the 25th, it's non-winners features. Saturday the 26th, you'll see twin features. And Sunday the 27th, super late models return for the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells Icebreaker 100. For tickets and more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. The September Showdown, September 25th through the 27th at Dells Raceway Park.
Hi, this is Todd Scholes, president of Toma Area Credit Union. Since 1939, TACU has been locally owned and operated. When you're a member of TACU, your deposit dollars are put to work right here in Toma, helping grow our local community. TACU relies on personal service, local decisions, and making a difference in our members' lives. We invite you to be a member of Toma Area Credit Union. If you haven't tried us before, now is the time. Stop in and become a member owner today. Federally insured by NCUA.
Making a difference every day.
Here we go, door handle to door handle with Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. Just getting started on this Saturday at the Midwest Race Report on Pond Country 101.3 AM 1460. The Magnum Media app, just put it on your phone and then download it. In the bottom right-hand corner, find any of the Magnum stations, find Pond Country, and boom, you're on there.
And I love the Magnum Media app.
Paul actually spoke. I wasn't used to that.
What the?
You got the TuneIn app.
I love the TuneIn app.
See, he messed up our mojo. Go back in the corner, Dunce.
Shut his mic off.
Also, BogCountry.com. Our next guest had turned into quite the six-cylinder fiend on him himself. You just heard from his teammate, Matt Moore, a couple of minutes ago. Driver the number 18 coming out of Kendall, Wisconsin, is Dan Fry, and another track champion. How are you, buddy?
Oh, not too bad.
Has it really set in yet, that six-cylinder championship, Toma Sparta Speedway?
Oh, yeah. It set in a couple weeks ago, but we'll see what happens next year, where I'm going to go.
He got put on quite the burn show. I was down on the racetrack on championship night at Toma, and I was just taking some pictures with Schott Racing, Bill Schott, matter of fact, coming up next on the program. And all of a sudden, I heard this squealing going on, and I shoot my head around, and Dan's got his car parked on the front straightaway wall, so he's doing a front power brake.
Nice.
And the black marks are still there, and they'll be there in the spring.
Well, somebody ought to pick him up in the Enduro here in about a week and a half.
Are you running Thomas Enduro in a couple weeks?
Yeah, I'm going to run. They won't let us teammate, so we had to build another car.
What?
So.
You know, I forgot to mention that. I didn't mention it on the TV show, and I didn't mention it when Matt was just on. Congrats to both of you guys, by the way. They took third team driving at the Enduro Lacrosse a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
how did I forget about that?
I think I was 13 laps down when I went out. Matt blew about three tires, and we were pretty happy to finish third.
So to talk about the team driving aspect, a lot of guys are doing this now. I mean, the winners were even a team driving. So, and then you got Tuma trying to run it all himself. Team driving obviously doesn't stress you out so much.
No, I was pretty sore and tired after I was done running, so running 200 straight is going to be hard.
When's the last time you went past 30 laps on a quarter-mile racetrack?
Oh, it's been a long time.
That's something you're not getting into shape for, especially when Fireball is on their car and they're eating them burgers down there.
Fireball on the mind, too.
Again, Dan Fry took the championship in the six-cylinders at Tomah this year. Third at the La Crosse Speedway, but you have a shot to finish in the top two come Oktoberfest.
Yeah, we'll see. Got to see who all shows up, and it might be an easy way to get second, or it might be hard.
Tell you, I got a feeling, looking at all the six shooters that showed up at Tomah this year from all the area racetracks that couldn't race this year, just had small car counts, I bet you I would not be surprised if we had 40 to 45 six shooters during Oktoberfest. And that's not going to be a cakewalk for you or Matt, because everybody wants to win Oktoberfest. Not just the race, but they want that Oktoberfest trophy.
Yeah, last year when I did it, I think I started a row or two in front of Matt. And I was like, well, if I got to go, I got to go right now. And I was shooting at three wide up the middle and that just to get away from Matt. So,
you know, you talk about the possibility of this many cars. I don't think we've seen a C-Main on the quarter mile in 15 years in any division.
I think if there's going to be a C-Main at Fest this year, honestly think it's going to happen with the six shooters because you know
definitely.
The Tomah guys are coming. You know Madison's coming. You know Jefferson's coming. You know the guys that dabbled in it and the Dells are coming.
Yep.
I know a couple of Minnesota guys that got together this year with a team. They're coming. So, I mean, this could be one of the biggest six-shooter races in the state.
Six-cylinder class we've ever seen. So it's how does it feel to have a mark on your back? I mean, I put this to Matt. You guys are two of the top guys running. How does it feel to be a marked man?
Well, it feels good. I mean, Matt, he's got a little more guts than me. He pushes it harder, but I just don't like working on the car every week.
Well, nobody
does. So who does?
Well, we do. I mean, we put it on the shop every week and everything, but I don't want to change body parts. And
You talked on the TV show about the possibility of maybe putting someone else in the car for next year. Talk
yeah,
a little
my
bit about
stepson,
that.
Dawson Richmond, he ran the high school class, and he wants to move up into our division, so I told him he could jump in my car for Tomah. And
just Tomah?
I don't know about La Crosse yet. There's a little more cars there, it seems like, and less room in West Salem.
I talked to Dawson, and he had a blast running when he had a chance to run in the High School Racing Association this year. And he was one of these guys, and Billy and I were impressed every time that they came out, no matter if it was La Crosse or Tomah. The veteran racing that these guys were doing and having someone like yourself sitting there helping them out, I mean, I was impressed in all the races this year. I didn't care who won.
Right. Yeah, they all got – the first night I watched them all, I was like, well, they're going pretty slow, but – I tell you what, at the end of the year, they were moving like they've been racing for a couple years.
You know, I had mentioned this on another interview, that these kids were driving like they were trying to impress their date on prom night. You know, they were just getting through the track, through the corners so well. You know, and you could tell from the first week even to the third week that they raced how much they had picked up on their speed. So they are impressive, and to see him jump up to a six-cylinder next year, that's another impressive step.
Yeah, and he ran Dustin McCracken's car the last race in West Salem, and he did pretty good. I think it was a little more speed than he was used to, but...
You know, let's go back 5-6 years ago when La Crosse first started six cylinders, and you and Matt are sitting in the weeds going, man, six cylinders, who's going to do... Now they're going to run minivans. I mean, to a lot of people it was a complete joke, but it's huge on the East Coast. Would you have imagined 5 years ago that six-cylinder racing would be this big?
No, I didn't think so. I mean, the four cylinders were starting to get big at that time, I think. So, yeah, it's crazy.
Talk about the rule packages and whatnot. I mean, you don't have a whole lot of rules It's just basic know-how. And Matt talked about it when we had you guys on the TV show. You guys both run the Malibus, and that's like the six-cylinder of choice now. It's not the Pontiac Grand Prix or the Bonnevilles anymore.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of it is you just got to work on your car every week and check stuff over and have brakes. I mean, people are complaining they don't have brakes, and then they don't fix them and come back next week. You ain't getting any faster if you don't check stuff over.
And then it becomes a wreck fest, and then it goes to social media, but then that person doesn't go, oh, wait a minute, it was my fault. I didn't have brakes.
Right.
And don't forget, you probably can't do a lot to the six cylinders here.
What adjustments can you make to that other than tire pressure? I mean, can you play with the camber or no?
I think we're allowed an inch of camber, and that's it.
Now, Matt, what about springs and shock setup?
There was a nod of approval from Matt back there.
Like springs and shocks. I mean, everyone's adjusting those and buying high-priced or low-priced on every other division in the area. Can you guys do that? Or?
Oh, no, you can't do that. I mean, we've been teched already, and you better have your stock shocks and that on them.
And then tires. Now, tires, is that changing next year? Or was it this year? You had to have 06 or newer, 06 or later, something like that.
Well,
they can't be good. They can't be Hoosiers.
No, it's a three-year-old tire roll, and it's getting hard to find them, and we've been hounding on them about it, but I don't know if we'll get anywhere with it.
Again, Dan Fry, the Kendall champion at the Tomo Sports Speedway Oktoberfest. What would it mean to win back-to-back? And that's hard to do, man. What would it mean to win back-to-back Oktoberfest feature wins?
It'll be really nice. Bad thing is I got to work the next day, so I won't be drinking.
Oh!
Jeez, like I said before,
Paul said he'll drink your Fireball.
There you go. I could see him doing the burnout on the front stretch for the Oktoberfest race, and Matt doing the burnout on the front stretch for the championship teammates celebrating.
You got to do that. I've never seen two six cylinders burning out at the same time. Last year, I think we had the Gilsters and the Lethes. This would be really, really cool to see teammates doing it in identical six cylinder cars.
That would be awesome.
Happened with about a minute to go here, Dan. Let's talk about your sponsors.
I got Fireball, Bar and Lane and Grill, More for Less Auto, Shaw's Auto and Salvage.
And all you got a lot. You got a great family support as well.
Oh, yeah.
Always are rooting out the races.
I got my wife, and she's telling me to quit, but it's a hard thing to quit.
All of them do.
I'll have a talk with her. Not on my watch. Dan Fry and teammate Matt Moore, two different champions at two different tracks, and they have been a delight to announce this past year. As a matter of fact, the past couple of years. Good luck at the Enduro.
Yes.
2 weeks.
Enduro, you doing any traveling, or is it just Oktoberfest?
We're actually going to go to Marshfield Friday and just see how that goes. So.
And they don't have a lot of six-cylinders. You guys haven't run Marshfield, have you?
No.
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
You'll love that track.
Could get a little racy up there. Dan Fry, Matt Moore, two of the best six-shooters you're going to find anywhere in the Midwest. I want to thank both you guys for coming on. Talking about champions, it continues next. The Tomo Sports Speedway Sportsman Champion is going to join us. That is Fire Marshal Bill Schott next on the Midwest Race Report.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Hear that? That's the sound of breakfast. Jerry here, and breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue. Come join us Monday through Friday, serving breakfast from 5:30 to 11. Pancakes, waffles, biscuits, and gravy. And yes, eggs too, any way you want them. Choose from three different hashes made fresh to order. Pulled pork, brisket, or boudin. Yes, sir, breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue, and it's a mouthful.
Mark your calendars for three exciting days of racing at Dells Raceway Park. It's the September Showdown, September 25th through the 27th. On Friday the 25th, it's non-winners featured. Saturday the 26th, you'll see twin features. And Sunday the 27th, super late models return for the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells Icebreaker 100. For tickets and more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. The September Showdown, September 25th through the 27th at Dells Raceway Park.
It's three wide. Dan, Doc, and Paul, that is, on the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
We're going to spend a little time with a local race car driver that really made his name known this year. He has been known locally, but if you look at the four racetracks that he went to this year, some complete domination. La Crosse Speedway, 8th in Sportsman points this year. Rockford, 13th in Sportsman points. Dells Raceway Park, 10th in points, also Rookie of the Year, and then also the Sportsman Champ and Rookie of the Year at the Tomas Sportas Speedway. Tell you, Bill Schott, 2 or 3 years ago, if I would have said, hey, we're going to do an interview here in a couple of years that has that much accomplishments on there, you would have said, I don't think so.
Yeah, I would have never planned to be here, especially in a Sportsman.
Talk about number one. I mean, I knew that you were going to run Toma this year because it was a track that you and I have talked about over the past couple of years you really wanted to run. Did you think you were going to spread your wings and fly that much this year?
No, the plan was to race two tracks for Rookie of the Year. Toma has always been my home track, and Dells we chose because never had good luck there. Been lucky to even finish down there. So just kind of had to bite that one in the butt and keep racing there until we finished.
Let's talk about each track here. Tomas Sportas Speedway. Man, I tell you what, with some of the other sportsmen we had out there this year, the competition was stiff. It was a small class, some nights 10, some nights 6, some nights 8. But it was still one of those kind of classes where every car in there was competition.
Yeah, definitely was never the fastest car. I just tried to, my goal was finish the races. I knew who I had to race against for points. And that's just kind of what we focused on.
And the thing is you kind of proved to everybody that you don't have to win every single race to win a championship.
Nope, just need to show up, and that was where I got lucky. Show up, finish every race, and be there at the end.
You were running against some competition that's been at both Tome and La Crosse for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years now. Did you imagine that you were going to be able to knock down not only the championship but Rookie of the Year? Because that's one of the hardest things to accomplish at a racetrack.
Honestly, championship was never, we never even dreamt of that. It was all about being rookie. Jason Backus had some bad luck, and him and I both happened to be there all for every night up until his bad luck. So from that point on, I just had to finish and finish relatively decent, and we could lock it down, and that's how we did it.
You know, you kind of follow in the footsteps of David Borntraeger last year when he won the championship not only at Toma, but then he also won it at Dells, and it's kind of hard to do is win two championships at two different tracks because, you know, your Fridays and Saturday nights are completely sewn together. You decided to run the Dells this year and ended up Rookie of the Year there as well.
Yep, and that was our goal from the start. There again, we had a bad wreck. The other rookie didn't come back, so I was in the right place at the right time and just had to be there at the end.
And Jerry Albee, you and he had talked towards the end of the racing season about some difficulties you were having traveling and getting wrecked and having to fix things. And I know you wanted to send a big thank you out to Jerry Albee.
Yeah, according to the rules, I believe you got to be 75% of the night. And I was borderline whether I would have made the 75% or not because I had blown a motor earlier in the season. He told me not to worry about it, get my life back in order, and see him next year.
Saw some video that your wife had taken when you first went down to Rockford. You and Alex Root had gone down there, and man, it just looked like you were having a simple blast in the way you took to that track, which is obviously different setting up wise than Dells or Toma. You had a blast down there.
Something about that track feels like I'm at home every time I pull out onto the track. Actually, when we pull into the pits, I just feel like we're at home. And I don't know, that track suits my style of driving. I'm not really a big winner down there yet, but we're trying.
And then you had a couple of appearances at La Crosse Speedway this year, which garnered you in 8th place. And, of course, with the new rule of the breakout rule, that was something you just didn't have a chance to really adjust to because you just didn't run there all the time.
Well, that track kind of scared me more than the Dells. My biggest fear was backing it in the wall at a high speed. That's why I chose not to run there. Maybe next year things will be different. We'll see. But as far as the new rule, I was still 3/10 off from breaking out. So that's a long ways. I'm not even fast there.
So let's talk about the rest of the year. Of course,
Saturday nights are still going to be somewhat full. You got Oktoberfest coming up. What else are you looking at this year?
I'm going to try to finish my season off at Rockford and get the last few nights there. We'll probably travel to Elko some more, bring my car up there for the Thunder class, and bring the hobbies back. Hawkeye Downs, that's looking pretty good. I think that's 26. This is the time of year where we travel to the bigger shows and try to have some fun.
Now, you got a couple of teammates here. One's your son, one's a friend that we also want to talk about. Whenever the three of you showed up at a racetrack, you were almost obviously the talk of the pit areas. Alex Rude took sixth at La Crosse this year and the championship at Toma. Let's talk about how well Alex progressed this year.
Long story short, I called him up on the phone one day and said, do you want to drive a race car? We gave him a Grand Am and never really looked back from there. The kids progressed a lot. Took him a little bit to get comfortable this year. And then he started to listen and kind of settle down. And I don't know if everybody else could see the improvement, but boy, I sure did.
And then Tyler Stuber, he ends up seventh at La Crosse, second at Toma, and Rookie of the Year.
That's Austin.
Or Austin
is. Austin Schott. That car I built for myself. With this COVID stuff, everything changed. We took it out for the first practice. Felt fast to me. Looked at Alex. Alex said, we wish we could put a rookie in there. Try for a double rookie. So what about Austin? And that's how that kind of took place. And we're pretty proud of him. He did exactly what we asked him to do. Actually gave Alex a run for his money for a championship. Honestly, as a team, I don't think I've never seen a team top what we've done. I just wish I could have more competition in my class to make it look a little bit better instead of getting a freebie.
And, of course, Tyler Stuber, another son of yours, it was in my hotel that a deal had been done between you guys and Taylor Dobbs to take Taylor Dobbs in his car. You guys purchased that, and it became the Deputy 02 this year. And Tyler made some strides.
Yeah, the kid's got a lot on his mind. You know, young, out on his own finally. Just, I don't think racing was a priority for him. He had fun, came out, did some bumping and banging. His last show, I believe, was at the Hobby Fest. I think it was the one I'm thinking of. I've seen good improvements for him. Just wish he could have raced the year so he could shine too.
So looking at Norton National Short Track coming up at Rockford, Oktoberfest at La Crosse, you've got a couple of Dells races afterwards. How do you look at 2021 and say, okay, look what we just accomplished in 2020. What do you set your sights on next year?
I have no intentions on racing full-time, asphalt at least. But we all know how that goes. My thoughts and sights are on dirt, do something completely different, have fun doing something different all over again.
Again, Bill Schott this year finishes 8th at La Crosse, 13th at Rockford, 10th at Dells Raceway Park, along with the Rookie of the Year, and he was your Toma Sportage Speedway Champion and Rookie of the Year. Bill, talk about your sponsors before we let you go.
Oh, boy. I have a lot of them. I'm going to miss a bunch, I'm sure. MJ Services and Contracting, Borderline Auto, Reinhardt Food Services, All Around Complete Services and Contracting, John Scott Race Engines, Davies. I'm starting to draw a blank and there's a lot left. Obviously, Days End where we have our smoker. Oh, I'm trying to visualize cars here. I got a lot of people to thank. I mean, and we're really not going to go into them. Clint, he's been a huge help all year. Obviously, my kids, my wife, Mandy, Brandon Gallagher stepped up and has helped. One thing I found out this season is everybody talks about racing family and my racing family, blah, blah, blah. You hear all that stuff. Well, I'm here to tell you that a couple weeks ago my house burned down. And before I left the pits, after the race was over, because stupid me stayed and raced. I left with a pile of money in my pocket. I've had people track me down while I'm out fishing and give me money. Donations still to this day haven't stopped. So when you guys see them post about racing family and how strong it is, I'm here to tell you that they're not bullshit, and it's pretty strong.
Bill Schott, quite an accomplishment this year, along with Tyler Stuber, Austin Schott, and Alex Rude. Can't wait to see what that friendly foursome has for next year.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at tacuonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Making the difference every day.
Mark your calendars for three exciting days of racing at Dells Raceway Park. It's the September Showdown, September 25th through the 27th. On Friday the 25th, it's non-winners featured. Saturday the 26th, you'll see twin features. And Sunday the 27th, super late models return for the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells Icebreaker 100. For tickets and more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. The September Showdown, September 25th through the 27th at Dells Raceway Park.
Spanning the globe for news about short track racing, back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Hi again, racing fans. I'm Radio Man Dan Dyker, Paul the Penguin Ranker, and Billy Doc Niles. This is Midwest Race Report. A lot of people tuning in today because they knew we were talking Oktoberfest. They knew we were talking a lot of updates with the Tundra Super Late Model Series. And our fantastic guest today so far, which was Bill Schott and Matt Moore and Dan Fry. 16 days, folks. 16 days. What is in 16 days?
You're going to give away a grand prize.
No.
Okay.
Camper Village.
Camper Village opens
at
up.
Oktoberfest.
Yeah,
yes. And picture number six is coming out next week for the Oktoberfest Race Weekend Prize Package. Did you guys notice that I added a four-day jacuzzi suite during Fest?
Caught that, yeah.
Prize?
Really? So tickets and a four-day jacuzzi suite? What
and
other
I've
cool
got
things?
Stephanie Johnson's been donating some pretty cool stuff. We have some gnomes that are coming. I've got some Hoosier stuff, Midwest Truck Series stuff, Thomas Sparta Speedway, Lacrosse Speedway, all kinds of good stuff. And that's going to kind of lead me into what Paul Reichert's about to do. He's going to do his race rewind, and a lot of the names he's talking now, they're coming to the end of the seasons because their championships are where?
Yep.
At Oktoberfest.
At Oktoberfest. We'll talk about a couple of those weekend specials here in the next segment. But right now, it is that time of the show where we talk to Paul Reichert. He scours the interwebs. He looks for winners north, south, east, and west, and even a couple across the borders. It is time for the Reichert Race Rewind.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. We'll start with Thursday with one of those specials, the three-night Modified Nationals at Mississippi Thunder. $2,000 win for the USRA Modifieds went to Jake O'Neill, and $2,000 win for the USRA B-Mods went to Zach Benson. All-Star Circuit of Champions kicked off a three-night show at Port Royal, Pennsylvania. Corey Eliason, the winner. On Friday, at Gondick Law Speedway, they have their annual Northern Nationals. Ashley Anderson won the Wasota Modified feature. Night two of the Mod Nationals up at Fountain City. $4,000 to win for both the Mods and the B-Mods. Jason Van de Kamp won the Modified feature. Brandon Maitland, the B-Mod feature. Night two for the All-Star Circuit of Champions at Port Royal, Pennsylvania. Went to Pennsylvania posse leader Lance DeWeese. IRA Sprints at Allegheny Speedway over in Seymour. Hunter Schoenberg scored his first ever win. USAC Sprints at Bloomington, Indiana. Chris Windham, the victor. The United States Modified Touring Series at Arklatex Speedway in Vivian, Louisiana. Zach Vanderbeek, the winner. And the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars kicked off first of two nights at Dodge City, Kansas. Jacob Allen, a longtime veteran journeyman driver, claimed his first ever feature win.
Get out. Yes. Nice. I love it when longtime drivers get their first feature.
Saturday at Elko, twin features for the NASCAR late models. Here's two new names, Adam Benzik, Justin Neisius.
Nice.
Night two of the Northern Nationals at Gondick Law. Pat Doerr won with Wasota late model feature.
Pat Doerr is still racing?
Yes, he is.
Holy cow.
Jody Belfuel won the Wasota modified feature. Final night of the Mississippi Thunder Mod Nationals. $10,000 to win in the mod feature. Corey Krapster, the winner.
Hey, how about our boy Nate Butterfield running through the B-Main to get into that main event on Saturday night?
And the $10,000 win for the B-Mods also, Taylor Skaug scored the victory.
From the outhouse to the penthouse, he started 31st and won that race.
Nice.
Took the 10 grand.
Whoa.
The last two laps, you've got to go look at it, were phenomenal.
Wow. Rockford, Max Kaler won the NASCAR late model feature. Final night for the All-Star Circuit of Champions at Port Royal, Pennsylvania. Lance DeWeese wins again. The American Sprint Car Series at I-80 Speedway in Greenwood, Nebraska. Sam Hafertiep Jr., the winner. American Canadian Tour at New Hampshire Motor Speedway in Loudoun. Wayne Hallowell Jr., the winner. NASCAR Way in the Modified Tour also there. Bobby Santos, the winner. ARCA was on the Toledo Speedway High Banks. And Sam Mayer from Franklin, Wisconsin claimed the victory. Cars Tour at Swansboro, North Carolina. Lane Riggs won the late model stock car feature. IRA Sprints at Cedar Lake for the Jerry Rickert Memorial. Not the same.
No relation?
Not the same spelling. Okay. That's my name. Brooke Tatnall, the winner. Must-See Racing Extreme Sprint Cars at Jennerstown, Pennsylvania. Brian Gerster took the win. USAC Sprints at Lincoln Park Speedway in Puttonville, Indiana. Brady Bacon, the winner. The United States Modified Touring Series at Greenwood, Louisiana. Rodney Sanders, the victor. And night two for the World Outlaw Sprint Cars at Dodge City, Kansas. Sheldon Hodenchild.
Oh, I was getting worried we weren't going to hear his name this week.
You didn't hear a lot of Rodney Sanders at all this year.
No, he's been kind of cool here in recent weeks. He was doing pretty well during the summer. Sunday, Jefferson got rained out Saturday, got their final show of the year in on Sunday. Dale Nasted won the late model feature, and Sean the Man of Shield is your champion. At Slinger, Jacob Nasted put the cherry on the Sunday, won the final late model feature, and is your champion.
Nice.
American Super Cup also there. Dell Schuler, the winner. He is the son of Slinger Super Late Model driver Randy Schuler. And the Fast Track Legends also there. James Lynch scored the victory. U.S. Modified Touring Series at RPM Speedway in Crandall, Texas. Derek Ramirez, the winner. They had to wait a day to finish off the 38th annual IMCA Super Nationals at Boone Speedway in Boone, Iowa. Ricky Thornton won the IMCA late model feature to start it on Labor Day. He bookended it by winning the IMCA modified feature to end the Super Nationals.
Wow, dude was busy.
And the big money in the bank race taking place at Berlin Raceway over in Michigan. $15,000 win for the Super Late. Carson Hocevar scored the victory.
There were a lot of big guns coming up for that one.
Yeah, and Ultra Fast was there. 21st for Casey. Yeah.
You know, talking about the Super Nationals, I don't know if you guys got a chance to see that wreck when he slid sideways into the phone pole.
Oh, look at that.
Ooh.
Yeah, that car's not supposed to look like that. There's been some crazy stuff of that Super Nationals this year.
Yeah.
That'll bend a chassis real quick. Look at that.
Almost kind of reminds me of the mini mods at Toma a few years ago, the one that almost hit the light pole in the back straight.
Ugh. Oh, yeah, up over the hill. That was the 600 mods.
Yeah, 600 mods, yeah. And that'll do it for this edition of Records Race Rewind.
All right, thank you very much, Paul. When we come back, we'll get you caught up on some of the specials happening around the Midwest this weekend and get you all set up for a little bit of Oktoberfest news. This is the Midwest Race Report on Fog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Lacrosse has spoken. Hi, Jerry here, and once again, you voted us the best barbecue and caterer. This year you added ribs. I'm truly humbled by this honor. If you haven't tried our barbecue, I invite you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Find out why Lacrosse County consistently votes us number one. Ribs, pulled pork, brisket, and chicken, and so much more. We also cater groups, large and small. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16, West Salem.
There's the white flag, just one more lap on the Midwest Race Report on Fog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Welcome back one more time, race fans. It is Bond Country, 101.3 AM, 1460, Midwest Race Report. The Penguin, the Doc, and the Voice. Again, a lot going on, and if we don't ever have a chance to cover a lot of the stuff that we want to do during the program, check out the Midwest Race Report Radio Facebook page. Like the little nugget that I dropped on Tuesday of Ross Kenseth running again.
Yeah, saw that. And, of course, you're dropping your weekly picture hints going towards that grand prize for Oktoberfest.
Now, I did give a hint on the last picture I posted. It's an older picture of La Crosse Speedway at Oktoberfest, and that's normally what it looks like because it's jam-packed. There's something in that picture that has been at Oktoberfest for several years, and you're going to have to kind of look closely to see what I'm trying to get at. But again, picture number 6 will be released next week, and then we're going to drop everything that you need to know to try to win both of these huge packages and bring it up on Facebook, the Midwest Race Report. Also, look for information on the KQEG-TV Seven Rivers Race TV show. We have a Facebook page lined up for that one as well.
Yeah, and then, of course, you know, some of the great racing going on there, you know, lacrosse late models with 4 features in 2 days. They're going to crown a Festmaster who has the best point total on 4 races.
So. How about the video that was dropped by Dan Margaretta this week? Paul and I were stunned by this when we had our Toma Sparta Speedway wrap-up in Strike Zone at Toma the other day.
Yeah.
Who finds the beer splash from Fest of 2013? Did you see that with me and Hinafeld?
You know, and I didn't even know he had dropped it because I found it on some YouTube page, and I put it on like about an hour after he did. And then I went, oh, no, he did it too.
Yeah, you got it off of YouTube somehow. That was John Burbach's very first stunt at the Speedway 7 years ago. He's been doing it that long.
That was amazing to watch. Hey, let's talk about some of the stuff going on in the Midwest. Tonight, Marshfield Speedway rained out from last weekend. Night 2 of the fall shootout. Midwest Trucks going to be the headliner there. 5 p.m. first green flag. Jefferson Speedway, night 2 of the Wisconsin State Championship. 6 p.m. first green
flag. I'll be there later this afternoon.
Elko Speedway, double features continue as they plot on with their season after getting started late. Our boys, the Figure 8 Bus Racers, are in action tonight.
Watch Gady and Mergic in that National Points
that
Championship.
National Points battle is going to come down to La Crosse at Oktoberfest. Rockford Speedway, night of thrills, monster trucks, figure eight bus race, and next Friday night, night 1 of the Dells September showdown, Hobby Stock round 3, the Hobby Stock Championships going on, 6 p.m. first green flag there. Get out and support your local racetrack.
I'll be on the mic next Friday, next Saturday, next Sunday, then the weekend after. Man, oh, man, oh, man, I love this time of the year because it's nonstop wall-to-wall racing.
Yeah, this is, it's sad that the season's coming to an end, but this is the best time of the year to go to races.
And one race you did forget to talk about is tomorrow at Kakana. It is the Tundra Super Late Models.
Sorry, Kakana.
And Midwest Dash Series. I'll be up there piping on the mic with Matt Pannier. I want to thank our show sponsors.
One last time. Our show sponsors, of course, Big Boy Barbecue, TACU Credit Union, JNL Collectibles, NorthstarCustoms.com, FansArena.com, Midwest Race Connection, and Dell's Raceway Park. Thank you all for being partners in the 2020 season.
And we will be broadcasting the radio and TV show at Oktoberfest this year inside the JNL Collectibles tent. Put that up on Facebook this week, and we're really, really looking forward to being right on the ground level so everybody can stop by and watch. And watch for Big Boar Barbecue to be there.
Shh. Yeah, we're not going to get to eat because Diker's going to eat it all.
For our producer, Jesse, Paul, Doc, myself, Dan Diker, all of our guests, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back with more Fest news and notes next week on Bond Country, 101.3 AM 1460.
There's the checkered flag. We made it to the finish line on the Midwest Race Report, brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16, West Salem, by FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul, by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, and by TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. Join us next week at this same time for the award-winning Midwest Race Report on Bond Country 101.3 and AM 1460.